A short prayer, let's pray. Father, as we hear your word, may it dwell in our hearts. May we ponder upon it, and may we look to use it in our lives in the week ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So in the Exodus reading, as the people were led into the desert, they grumbled for the lack of food. They were looking back to the days in Egypt. We would say they were looking through rose-tinted glasses. Yes, they had meat and lots of food, but they were forgetting they were in slavery and doing very hard work. Despite their grumbling, God gave them bread from heaven. In Nehemiah 9:15, it says, "In their hunger, you gave them bread from heaven." In the morning, when the dew had gone, they found small round things, white like coriander seed, which had a taste of honey. They collected this bread from heaven every day apart from the seventh day. They were told not to keep any overnight, but some tried to save some for the next day, and it became maggoty and stank and smelly. But they were ordered to collect double on the sixth day and eat what was left over on the seventh, the Sabbath. This time it did not become maggoty and stink. Although they were told not to go out looking for bread on the seventh day, some did. And God instructs Moses to tell the people to stay in camp on the seventh day. It's the Sabbath, and then not to go looking for bread and do some work. When the people saw the bread from heaven, they said, "What is it?" And in Hebrew, it sounds, "What is it?" like manna. And so that's its name, manna. Manna became their chief food for their 40 years in the desert. God used the manna, providing for 6 days but not the seventh, to teach Israel obedience and convict them of disobedience. So we have a famous verse in Deuteronomy 8:3. "He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." We now move into the New Testament in John chapter 6, where we have manna mentioned again. Here in this chapter, after feeding of the 5,000, Jesus and his disciples have crossed over to the other side of Lake Galilee, and the crowds find boats and seek Jesus out. They ask him, "What must we do to do the works of God, what he requires?" Jesus replies, "This is the work of God, is this, to believe in the one he sent." And they ask Jesus for a sign, and state that their ancestors ate manna in the wilderness. He gave them bread from heaven. They appear to ignore or dismiss the miracle of feeding of the 5,000. Either they didn't know that it was a miracle that Jesus did, or perhaps it was the earthly bread that was multiplied and provided, not bread from heaven. It was probably believed at that time that the expected Messiah will provide bread from heaven. So they asked Jesus for a sign. Jesus says that Moses did not provide the manna, but God did. Also, their ancestors ate the bread from heaven, but died. Then Jesus declares in John 6:35, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And in John 6, verse 51, he states, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. We know that bread sustains life, but we know that life is more than just mere existence. Real life is a relationship with God, which is made possible only by Jesus Christ. No one can enter into this renewed relationship apart from Jesus. Without Jesus, you may exist, but not have life. Hunger of a real human existence is ended when we know Jesus and through him, God. William Barclay states, the offer of Christ is life in time and eternity. So we've had two important verses, Deuteronomy 8 verse 3, that man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Is this true for us? Do we live on and for the word of God? The word of God, all there is in scripture, the Bible. If we find some of the understanding, some of the Bible, a bit difficult, I would recommend Bible reading notes. There's a box in the aisle on the leaflet standing that has Bible reading notes to guide and help us to understand the scriptures. The other important verse, of course, is John 6, verse 35. I am the bread of life. Have we found out this truth ourselves, this truth in this statement? When I gave my life to Jesus in the 70s, I've found that I had a great desire to read God's word. It had been a closed book to me before that, but then I started reading it avidly. So have we found that Jesus satisfies our restless souls? We can have confidence in Jesus in this life and the next. Amen.